Mental health. There is need for collaborative and integrated approach in addressing mental health challenges facing staff and inmates in the country's correctional facilities. Investments, Trade and Industry Cabinet Secretary, CS. Salim Imvuria has said, Imvuria called for concerted effort among all stakeholders, including healthcare providers, development partners, community-based organizations, and families in addressing mental challenges confronting correctional service. The CS emphasized on the importance of prioritizing mental health and wellness for both staff and inmates as a foundation to effective service delivery, genuine rehabilitation, and the successful reintegration of inmates into society. Without a healthy mind, there can be no effective service delivery, no genuine rehabilitation and no successful reintegration into society, Imvuria noted. CS Imvuria made the remarks during the launch of Correctional Service Week 2024 at the EDGE Convention, Nairobi, where he represented Interior and National Administration CS, who is also Deputy President Designate, Professor Kithure Kindiki. This year's theme is Mental Health and Wellness for Effective Service Delivery. Imvuria said that mental health and well-being of both the staff and inmates are critical to the success in correctional services. The CS stressed that it is crucial to strengthen resolve to prioritize mental wellness at every level of the correctional system as stipulated in the National Guidelines on Mental Health and Wellness. Imvuria said that the guidelines are vital because they emphasize on prevention and the creation of an environment that nurture emotional well-being for both staff and inmates. Our challenge, and our goal, is to ensure that these guidelines are fully operationalized across all correctional facilities in the country. Mental health cannot be viewed in isolation from the broader social context, he stressed. Imvuria noted that mental wellness of those in correctional facilities face significant challenges that include stress, trauma, and even violence among both staff and inmates. He said many of those incarcerated have been deeply affected by social determinants such as poverty, limited access to education, and lack of community support. Ministry of Investments, Trade and Industry Cabinet Secretary, CS, Salim Imvuria, addressing audience during the opening session of the Correctional Service Week 2024 in Nairobi on the 25th of October 2024. Photos by Nubati Jared. These factors negatively impact on their mental health and subsequently shape their behavior and overall worldview, he observed. Imvuria emphasized that there is need to focus on actionable strategies that will lead to improved policies, better access to mental health services, and the creation of environment that foster overall well-being. Imvuria particularly noted that critical area that needs to be addressed urgently is the care of special needs offenders, especially those with disabilities or unique mental health conditions. These individuals require specialized interventions, and we are committed to ensuring that they receive the care they deserve within our facilities, he noted. The CS assured of the government's commitment to cultivating a culture of promoting safe correctional spaces with the necessary and responsive psychosocial support structures. Together, we will build a more resilient correctional system, where mental wellness serves as foundational bedrock for steering. Our ability to cope with stress, work effectively, and uphold healthy interpersonal outlook, he said. Imvuria expressed confidence that with the support of all stakeholders, a more resilient correctional system would be realized, where mental wellness serves as foundational bedrock for steering. The ability to cope with stress, work effectively, and uphold healthy interpersonal outlook.